I knew you wouldn't pick up the phone. I figured this would go to voicemail. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about how I handled everything. I'm sorry about how I fell apart and became so self-destructive and angry. But you left. I loved you more than anything else in this world. I loved you more than anything. You were the world to me. You were the thing that got me out of bed in the morning. The thing that, like, validated my whole existence, you know? You gave me purpose. You made me feel like I mattered. And now you're gone. And if I had, like, an answer, or if, like, I knew why, I feel like I'd feel better, but I feel like maybe that doesn't even matter at this point. Because maybe there isn't even an answer. I remember that morning you called me and you told me you didn't love me anymore. And you were crying. And I couldn't even cry yet because I didn't know what was happening. And then you were gone. And then I had to reorient my entire life. Every decision. Re-examine. Every plan. Repurpose. The orientation of my life was so dependent on you that now that you're gone, it has no direction. And I'm just spiraling, I'm free falling. In a burning room with no gravity. No way to know which way's up. To say. Because I want what's best for you. I really do. I want you to be happy and safe. I want you to make good decisions. I want you to be okay. Even at the expense of myself. I just really wanted to be the one to love you. I wanted it to be me. Knowing that it won't be is, it's beyond heartbreaking. It's, I don't know. I haven't been sleeping. Well, I can't. Because when I close my eyes, it's you. It's you I see, you know. It's always you. First thing I think about in the morning, last thing I think about as I go to sleep. It's so hard. It's so hard to sleep. I miss you. I miss you in our bed. I miss you all the time. of my world. I felt like you threw me away without feeling anything about it. That I was so disposable. And any sense of meaning and purpose that I was able to imbue upon myself was just simply stripped away. Completely. Until now, I just kind of feel empty. Just completely empty. Whole relationship, I tried to get you to watch her. And you always joked that you already knew the ending, so why would you watch it? But there's a scene where the main character is talking to Samantha. And he says that he's afraid he's felt everything already. That all the things he's felt was the most like he's ever felt it. And that he worries that all the other things subsequent to this would be lesser feelings of that. I never loved anyone as much as I loved you. I really know that for a fact. And that fucking scares me. Because if this is the byproduct of me loving something completely, then fuck me. You know? I don't know if I can again, but even if I could, if this is the outcome, why would I? Because clearly it's not enough. Clearly it never was enough. All that I could muster was just not enough. I really fought for you. I would have died for you. I would have done anything. I would have done anything. And I know you know that. When you close your eyes, you know that's true. But you gave up. You didn't even give me a chance to fight. You just rolled over and let us die. And I was mad and I was sad and I don't even know how I feel about it anymore. It feels like I'm just looking at a grave trying to will a body back out from the ground, but it is, it's dead, and even if it comes back, it's a zombie, it's too late, you know? So I'm just staring at a headstone. And that is definitely the worst part of all this. Because I'm here mourning something that I really cared about. And you're already moved on. You're fine. You have the new guy. You got the new car. Hell, you even got a horse. What did I get? What was it in for me? Too many empty bottles. Too many nights of just not sleeping. Days of not eating. What did I get? You got a box of all your old stuff. You even got the old hoodie that you love so much. I'm left here with nothing, you know. Your answering machine's gonna cut me off soon. I won't call you again. I don't even know what the point would be if I did, you know. It's not like you want to hear from me. I still love you. Unconditionally. Despite all of this. Despite everything, you know. That's what unconditional love means. Even though you said you didn't believe it's true. Even though you said that all love is conditional. I don't agree with you. You can love someone unconditionally. That means without any any conditions. Goodbye, princess.